Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM, thanks to renews.co.nz.
Oh, well, that's an old sting there. There we go. Hello, Sam.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I like it's my name's in it, so, you know, that's always fun.
Yeah, Sam's name's in it. That's all that really matters, eh? What's been happening? Do you have a nice Christmas, nice New Year's situation?
God. I feel like I did so many things. It was like...
Did you?
Yeah. It was equal parts up and down, you know, like there was enough relaxing, but like very hectic festivals and stuff as well.
I was going to say, so you didn't relax then?
No, I've gotten sick from the break.
Too much fun.
Yeah.
Too much. I also got sick from too much fun, so there we go.
And being sick in summer is so gross because you're like, I want to go to the beach, but I also don't want to like pass away.
So. But at least so you can watch TV, right?
Yes, and that's what I did this weekend.
Beautiful, beautiful segue there, Tess. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so I was in sick in bed on Saturday and I binged through the whole first season of AJ and the Queen, RuPaul Charles's new Netflix TV show. If you don't know who RuPaul is, he is a drag queen from the 60s and 70s and 80s,
yeah.
Notorious in the club
scene. Very, very famous.
The world's biggest drag queen, basically. Mm. And she's behind RuPaul's Drag Race, which is a reality show about drag queens trying to be the next drag superstar, which is in now like multiple, it's had like 12 regular seasons and spin-offs and all this stuff. And now she's foraying back into acting with AJ and the Queen, which is a show where she plays Ruby Red, a drag queen traveling across America and taking the titular character of AJ, who's a 10-year-old girl who dresses like a boy, to her grandfather's house because her mother is a drug addict.
So is fictional show then? Because
fictional show written
by...
Because
I associate RuPaul with reality TV.
Mm. Yeah, so fictional show written by RuPaul and produced by RuPaul.
I was going to ask you, did RuPaul create the show as
well? Yeah, so RuPaul basically created the show for herself and... I don't like it.
Oh,
I know.
That's not
so
what I thought
sorry.
You were going to say.
Do you like RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, obviously I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I love most of the things RuPaul puts out. I really enjoy the shows. I think as a reality TV star, she's great and what she does is great. But the TV show itself is just really lackluster and like it's definitely just like a grab by Netflix for RuPaul's fame.
Yeah.
The fame that's coming off Drag Race because Drag Race has become this huge cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
And they were like, here, RuPaul, do whatever you want. And we're sure it will sell on Netflix.
Well, I wonder if Netflix were like, do whatever you want or not.
Well,
that'd be interesting to know.
I feel like it kind of, there's this formula that Netflix has with lots of shows where you can see through some of the shiny veneer and see like where they lacked money for like sets or where they lacked money for, you know, multiple takes. Because like this child actor who's a 10-year-old, AJ, at times she's a really good actress and at times RuPaul's a really good actress,
mm-hmm.
but then at other times it's like you can tell they only had like 3 or 4 takes to get this
okay.
and they just took what the best one was
because
AJ plays this tough tomboy character who often gets mad at the drop of a hat and like is obviously a really troubled child and like foster care and all this stuff,
yeah,
and at times it resonates really well and at times it's just like you just told a kid to
hollow?
Yell and
okay.
say these lines and at the same
That's
time RuPaul's saying some lovely lovely sentiments and like the show deals with so many different like cool story arcs and cool topics that need to be talked about and like seeing a drag queen on mainstream TV is amazing but at the same time it's like it just doesn't hit the way it should,
right?
And like it's kind of let down by its acting and its pacing.
That's a bit of a shame.
I know,
that's a shame
because there's so many good things you want to see in the show.
There's potential.
The onus is on Netflix there for not giving it perhaps some of the funding that it needed.
Yeah, I think this
should have had.
It's got the similar problem that I had with that show about sex work that was on last year and that show Special,
mm-hmm.
Where it's like Netflix gives them money because they know this creator is really good and this creator can do something cool,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't give them enough money to like let them see across their vision.
Yeah.
They just
want
to churn out a first season. If it gets enough streams, if people talk about it enough,
they'll
give it
a second season
where it's like
and
way
then they'll
better.
Give it, more
it seems
money,
like quite an unsustainable way of making television.
Well, it's because Netflix has no real money; they're in so much debt.
Yeah, because then the flip side is that I wonder if they're giving lots of opportunity for creators to try. But
exactly, and
it's a tricky one.
And it seems like most of these shows are given to queer creators, so like
which
Special,
is really cool,
which is really really cool. And it's like, but it also feels like Netflix is just ticking that diversity box,
right? Okay, so not so cool.
And churning out TV shows for an audience that's going to digest them no matter what. Because, like, RuPaul, the AJ and the Queen is full of RuPaul's Drag Race queens
mm-hmm.
doing cameos and stuff.
Cool.
Really cool. And, like, as a Drag Race fan, you're going to tune in for you these queens. See that. And they're all in the trailers and stuff. So you see your favorite queens in the trailers. You're like, I've got to watch this show to see when this queen pops up. And like, that's really fun. But at the same time, it's like, you are just banking on another show.
Would you watch a second series of this?
Yeah, because I want to support RuPaul and I want to support the show itself. And I want to see if it gets good.
Yeah.
Because like, there are so many story threads in this. Like, if you watch it, which I recommend, I think people should watch it just to see what it's all about. Maybe don't give it 10 hours because that's how long it is. But like,
give it maybe one or two.
Watch a couple episodes, see if you like enjoy it. Because I did enjoy it. I was lying in bed sick watching it, you know, like there's something you can't really complain.
Hey, there's a time and a place sometimes for TV like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was going to watch it through no matter what because I'm a big fan. And like, I'd love to see the story threads from the first season get picked up and like made great. Like RuPaul's friend in the show, Lewis, he is a blind drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing like a... the storyline of a blind drag queen, 40 plus, black in New York trying to make it. Like, that's a heart-wrenching story that, like, could be told in itself. Lost his sight to a diabetic stroke. Like, very cool story to see unfold. And like, I wish it was given proper time and wasn't just, like, a butt of a joke.
So you'd sort of like to see more money, more time, and maybe more support for shows like this. Not necessarily even just this show, but more of this content from Netflix getting a bit more actual... real support.
Yeah, because when Netflix takes queer storylines and makes them and like puts effort into them, like Orange is the New Black is one of the best examples of when they took queer and like not even just queer but like really intense storylines and gave them good writers and good producers and turned out a really good
TV show.
Yeah, and that's what Netflix can do if it puts the effort in. But then at the same time, like there's also that whole idea where like TV shows are just being churned out now and there's so much of it and you're just trying to get attention.
Yeah.
One of those things.
So people should watch it so that it gets attention and gets a second
season.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
So ambivalent. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe.
I mean, it's really hard because I know lots of my friends like wouldn't enjoy the show at all, whereas I would just like wrap it up.
Yeah,
it's one of those things. If you like RuPaul's Drag Race, you'll probably like the show.
Yeah,
but so you'll be able to see through the.
Which is a lot of people like that. That has a huge. Everyone I know watches RuPaul's Drag Race.
I cannot wait for the next season. It's been so long. There's been no trailers yet. I'm so confused.
What's going on?
Also, just for RuPaul's Drag Race knowledge, there's season 12 coming out this year. There's All Stars 5. There's RuPaul's Drag Race Canada. There's a second season of RuPaul's Drag Race UK. Another season of RuPaul's Drag Race Thailand. It's going off.
So if you want to watch this show that we've just been talking about, though, what was the name of it again?
AJ and the Queen.
And it's on Netflix?
Yes, it came out on the weekend. Give it a go. Look at the trailer.
Sam gives it a good shoulder shrug.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's good. That's good.
Nice to have you back, Sam.
No worries. I'll see you again soon.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
It certainly was lovely to have Sam.